This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Our next question is titled Double Booking. Back in May, a friend from college was trying to organize a night for our friends to go out to dinner together. The dinner was scheduled for the end of September. Fast forward to the beginning of September. My brother made reservations for him, my family, and my parents to go out to dinner for my mother's birthday that same evening. I knew I couldn't ask him to reschedule. I sent a kind and apologetic message to my friend, canceling dinner with the group. She joked that I was ditching them because something better came along. I know she was kidding, but she really did believe that the right thing would have been to tell my family I already had plans and couldn't join them. I love my friends, and we've been friends for 15 years, but we only see each other a couple times a year and keep in touch mainly through social media. My husband and I have 3 kids under 3, and my mother helps us with them in some capacity almost every day. So I feel it's important to honor her whenever I can. Still, I did make plans with my friends prior to the plans with my family. Was I wrong in canceling my plans with my friends?
And I don't think you're necessarily picking favorites.
No.
I think this is a difficult place that emerged for reasons that you laid out pretty clearly, that there was a group of people getting together. They picked a weekend ahead of time, and something came up that made this particular night at this particular restaurant the choice that your family made for your mother's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
These things happen.
They do.
From a technical standpoint, I want to honor the point of etiquette that you're aware of that you're bringing up, which is that usually you try to honor commitments that you've made. You don't usually cancel plans that you've made with one person when something, and I'm going to put air quotes that no one can see around it, better comes along.
Right.
And in this case, I want to put those air quotes around better because life happens, and life happens awkwardly at times. And this is one of those moments where something better might be something that you have for a reason, like this person has helped me through 3 years of raising children in a way that really demands acknowledging, and she's my mother, that this is a substantial and significant reason why you might cancel one plan and make another.
This is not better. This is, like you said, significant. And the importance of the event that was organized after you had already made plans. And your friend, I would guess, would completely understand, because I think a lot of friends have families that have similar things happen. Mom's birthday becomes a bigger, you know, commitment, or a more significant commitment, or a more necessary positive obligation. I don't think obligations always have to be negative or feel like something you don't want to go do. This is really just a rock and a hard place. And my only suggestion might have been to have called your friend who was hosting this dinner. That way she could hear in your voice that you're caught between a difficult situation, because y'all have planned to do this and it's been on the books for a long time and it's a really important friendship gathering. But then you get the family pulling in, and that's tough. And I think your friend would understand that if she could have heard that. I think maybe a message wasn't the best medium. I don't know.
I like where we're going with this, because we're starting to get to the etiquette of how you change a plan if you have to.
Yeah.
I think it's where the heart of the advice for this question really lies. And I think you're right. Let them hear the tone of your voice. Let them, if you can, see your face.
Yeah.
communicate in a way that's not just social media. You might use this as an opportunity to touch base with everyone who's going to be in that group. Let them know that you were really looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah.
That this wasn't a choice that you made easily. And it doesn't need to be all about explaining yourself.
Right.
It can really be about still wanting to connect, still wanting to take the opportunity to touch base and let people know what a good time you hope they have and how you wish you could be with them.
We think that you were definitely, as I've said, caught between a rock and a hard place. And I think you did the best that you could. And hopefully friends and family will both understand.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.